Books on Tape presents The Last Hero, A Life of Henry Aaron, by Howard Bryant, read by Dominic Hoffman. Introduction. Nearing the crest of Manhattan's Upper East Side, all Henry Aaron wanted was a milkshake. It was June and the weather was humid, an uncomfortable day gathering momentum toward oppressive. Initially, the line out front wasn't much, just a couple of kids in baseball caps and shorts, holding baseballs and cellophane-protected glossies. Then it grew longer, sloping eagerly down 93rd Street toward 2nd Avenue. New York had never been one of Henry's favorite cities, yet he had awakened on this particular Saturday at 4 a.m. so he could catch a 6:15 a.m. flight from Atlanta to LaGuardia. This autograph signing was the latest example of concept marketing, an event held in an upscale ice cream parlor that doubled as a high-end memorabilia store. The idea that the upper-middle-class gentry from Westchester and North Jersey would spend their disposable income on mint chocolate chip cones and autographed $300 baseball jerseys was the brainchild of Brandon Steiner, the head of New York collectibles juggernaut Steiner Sports. Inside the brightly colored baseball-themed storefront sat Henry Aaron, 74 years old, in an air-conditioned back room across from clear plastic containers of gummy bears, Swedish fish, and bobblehead dolls. Behind a folding table, Henry was flanked by candy and enough photographic evidence of his life to suggest a forensic exhibit. There were black and whites from his high-flying days in Milwaukee, when he was all muscle and torque and potential. There were plastic blue and white batting helmets with the cursive letter A for the Atlanta Braves.